Welcome to Night Shadows. Night Shadows, the show where we examine the mysteries, the enigmas, the secret things, those things that are mysterious, where you see a movement out of the corner of your eye, but when you turn, nothing is there. The world is a strange place. The paranormal is even more strange. Tonight, we're going to examine something that has really gone viral on the internet. It's the September mystery. I'm going to call it the 9/23 date. 9/22, the possible blowing up of the Hoover Dam, the birthing of a new world order. Very paranormal, very, very paranormal, where the paranormal is going to become the normal. We are on the verge of a veil being opened. A veil so strange, so mysterious, that the average person will fall into this trap. In any event, we're going to borrow from a Best Global report that I did last week. And I hope you enjoy it as much as one can enjoy that kind of news. Is our time here under normal conditions about to end? That's the question. The UFO, the alien, the extraterrestrial, the paranormal, the release of the giants and Nephilim. All of this was forecast long, long ago. Are the seeds for the destruction of the United States, were they planted in the United States before it was even founded? And what's the relationship of the Great Pyramid and the Pope and Obama meeting September 23rd? All of these mysterious things we're going to be looking at tonight. So here we go. Today we're going to do a special report. It's not going to be our normal report. It's going to be a very special one. There's a lot going on that people need to know about, and very serious, I think, stuff. Now, what we're going to get into here is speculation, but it's speculation that is based upon really well-known facts. Once you understand how the occult operates, once you understand their symbology, and once you understand that they work hidden, and they work upside down, or they reverse things, so that the average person would never see, understand what's going on around them. And that is crucial, actually. And extremely crucial, I might add. But anyway, got some stuff here I want to get into. What we're going to be talking about is a combination. I'm not trying to set dates, but there are a lot of people out there that say that the Lord said you will never know the day or the hour. Well, there's some very interesting things in counter commands of the Lord, like, you know, you better be watching so that the Lord does not overtake you like a thief, or other things. If you're watching, then you will know the day or the hour. Now, the average person doesn't study the way they're commanded to, so they really don't have any concept of what the Lord is actually talking about and why he says what he does. Because they refuse his commands to study, to show themselves approved. They have no clue then as to what's really going on around them. They'll turn on Fox News, CNN, ABC, or whatever, and that is the news to them. And it never dawns on them, evidently, that they're being lied to repeatedly, and things are... How do I word this? The occult, they think themselves as gentlemen. As a gentleman, they're going to tell you what they're going to do. Then they go do it. It's the method by which they tell you. that the average person would have no clue about. And that's what we're going to get into, because there is something coming, something happening, and very, very important, I might add. And I'm going to start this from 1st of September, literally, I guess, all the way through to December of this year, possibly even into January, as bookends. There appear to be bookends, very, very important bookends. Now, you have to remember also that the Lord said that Antichrist, and we don't know if Lucifer and Antichrist are the same entity or not. We know that the false prophet is a different individual than either Lucifer or Antichrist. But there's a lot about the Antichrist and the false, or Lucifer, the difference between them that we really don't know yet. But maybe we'll be finding out, how do we say, in the near future. Anyway, what I'm going to talk to you about is both CERN, a key date of September 23rd, which some people say is when CERN is going to start up the largest accelerator in the world, on or about September 23rd of this year. So I want to talk to you about CERN, which a lot of people don't understand the occult operation that's going on out there in Switzerland. It is occultic to its very core. They are attempting to punch through a dimensional gate, a stargate, if you will, but different than a stargate. Even scientists like Hawking are saying, you better not do this. You have no idea what you're doing, and you could unleash hell on Earth. Now, Hawking is an atheist, although it appears as though he's beginning to figure out that the universe is constructed in such a way that only some sort of, I don't know what you'd call it, ultra mega intelligence is behind it, which of course should be obvious, which is why the Bible and science in some ways clash, but in other ways don't. And Hawking is beginning to figure out that science, true science, and the Bible do not make combat with each other. Actually, they agree. But anyway, he's only one of the scientists of many who have warned the people in Geneva, which is where CERN is located, just outside of Geneva. You better not be doing this. You better not be trying to punch holes into other dimensions. It's probably not the smartest or the wisest thing. You might be unleashing Pandora's box. Not a wise thing to do. Anyway, I want to start with a bookend. And it's an important bookend. Remember in Genesis where the Lord said, 120 years, yet will I strive with man, but his days are 120 years. Then the flood came. Noah knew when the flood was coming because he'd been told when it was coming. When Methuselah died, it shall break forth. Now this is very, very interesting. If you take that literally and you move it forward to our time, because remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. In other words, we're going to see another 120-year bookend. It goes from the start of it to the end of it. Because Israel is the center of all prophecy, all biblical prophecy, then we have to look at Israel to try and figure this thing out. August 28th, 1897 was the first meeting of the first Jewish Congress to lay the foundation for the nation of Israel. So we're going to use that as our start date for 120 360-day prophetic years. It ends on December 6th and 7th, 2015, and that is the 20th and the 4th day of the 9th month, which is Chislev. Now you might say, well, so what? Who cares? Well, you might want to remember that Allenby took Jerusalem on that very same day, the 20th and the 4th day of the 9th month of Chislev. He walked into Jerusalem and took it. Key dates. So you might want to be asking yourself, why exactly 98 years later we have this 120-year termination time? Now, 9 is the number of judgment. 8 is the number of a new beginning. All right. Now, if we take a look at the Jewish calendars, we appear to be entering a final 7-year period, the 70th Jubilee period, the 70th sabbatical week, which all the Christian scholars that are deep into the prophecies have said that the final week must be a Jubilee week, and it would have to be the 70th week. We enter it on Rosh Hashanah, and that occurs September 13th, 2015. Now what I'm getting at is, Rosh Hashanah could be a bookend for things that are going to happen from that time forward, all the way to December 6th and 7th. Now I want to read you something while I'm saying that, because remember, the 20th and the 4th day of the 9th month, which is Chislev, is December 6th and 7th, 2015. Now, in order to understand the importance of that date, you have to go to Haggai, and I'm going to read to you from Haggai as to why this could be one of the most important dates for humanity that we're going to see. Bringing this back now to, we enter in at September 13th to the 70th Jubilee. The last one. Now, we'll get into some of it. Some of it gets a little, I don't know what you could call complicated, because a lot of people don't go into numbers, so I'm trying to dwell this down into kind of key dates, bookend dates, if you want. We've got the one bookend of August 28, 1897, all the way through to December 6th and 7th of 2015. That's a bookend. So a lot of things probably going to either happen or will lead to happening after that December date. Here's why. Consider now. I'm going to read to you from Haggai 2, if you want to look it up, and I advise you to look it up, starting at verse 18. Consider now, from this day and upwards, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Now do you see why the taking of Jerusalem on the 20th and 4th day of the 9th month is so crucial? He's saying this is the literal, real foundation for the literal nation of Israel now coming into being. The Jewish Congress is a concept. It's an idea that they were working for. So you have this concept that was laid that actually causes Allenby to go in on that date. So we're going from, well, we'd like to do it, to doing it. Okay? Now, this is kind of interesting. He says, even from the day of the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. You see, is the Jewish temple, or the Lord's temple, more importantly, could not be reformed if Israel did not go in and Allenby had not taken Jerusalem. They would have no way to build a temple. They wouldn't have any land to build it on. So this is the foundation of the actual temple. You see, it's an occupation. So that they can actually later on build this temple. Okay. Now he asks some questions, and these are very important questions. All related to the 20th and 4th day of the 9th month. Is the seed yet in the barn? What did Jesus Christ call Christians? Wheat. Seed. Where are the seeds? Is the seed yet in the barn? Remember, he said he was going to separate the tares from the wheat and take the wheat into the barn. He's saying the seed's not yet in the barn. Pre-rapture. Pre-translation. It hasn't happened yet. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree, they have not brought forth. They've not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. Well, Israel's had all kinds of trouble, but one would have to say somebody's blessing them because they've been attacked. They've all but been annihilated, and yet Israel continues to come through. Now, it's very fascinating when you continue with this. Now he says, and again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Now, he's not specifically saying he's going to do it on the 24th and the 20th and the 4th day of Chislev. He's just saying, you better consider this date, and you better consider it. Well, he uses the word consider 3 times. Verily, verily, verily. Like Jesus said when he had something important to say, verily, verily, I say unto thee. In other words, wake up, unglue your ears so that you can listen. Well, this is the same thing. He's saying, wake up, listen. Consider, ponder what I'm telling you. Okay? So now, he's telling you what is going to happen, probably either on or not very long into, or after, we should say, the 20th and the 4th day of the 9th month, December 6th or 7th. Something is going to happen, and he says, I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. I will overthrow the chariots and those that are in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Now, I can't tell you that's World War III. It sounds like Gog and Magog. Sounds like the taking of Babylon the Great. We're pushing Putin. Not a wise thing to do. We've made the remark on the BGR reports now for a number of years that people are wholly, totally underestimating the intelligence of Vladimir Putin, who now heads up Russia. And remember, we've also said that the Soviet Union is still alive and well. It's just under a different name now. It's a federation of nations. It's not a Soviet Union. You'll find that in the prophet Jeremiah, the breakup of the Soviet Union from one country to a federation of nations from the north parts, from the north. They come right over the poles when they finally take out the United States. Okay, now, if we are entering the Jubilee, which we are, I don't think there's any question about it. What the question is, could the Lord delay once again? Yes, he could. He can put up his hand and say, nope, not yet. We're going to delay it another 10 years, another 20 years. I don't see that really happening, but it could happen. We got too many numbers, too many things converging, too many things happening now that have never happened before. Very, very important things that I want to get into. For this September is one of the key things, and we're already getting halfway through, more than halfway through August already. So we're moving into September very, very rapidly. So anyway, one of the key dates in September, of course, is 9/11. We'll be coming up on the anniversary of 9/11, which could possibly be a second false flag attack of some type. Might be an economic collapse. We don't know. We don't even know if there's going to be a false flag attack. We're just saying be on the lookout for this because we're entering into a period of trouble. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble. Now that 70th week, that 70th Jubilee is for Israel. It is not for the Gentiles, although the Gentile nations are going to be in a world of hurt as the Lord starts to deal with Israel personally. It gets into the covenants that the Lord made with Israel long, long, long time ago. And he made promises. Then he divorced Israel because they broke those promises. But he's going to remarry her and reestablish those covenants or those promises. And this is what we're watching. We're very soon going to see the restoration of the covenants. And I can tell you right now that the Gentile nations of the world are not going to like this. They already know it's coming. I'm going to get into that. But the elite already know that a lot of this is coming. And it's kind of scary in a way that how much they do know and how much they've actually encoded. You're going to believe how they've encoded some of this stuff. Anyway, 9/11. So that's the first date we should really take note of as a possible heads up. Might be a false flag, might not be. 9/13, September 13th, 2015, Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, begins the year 2016 for Israel. If you add that up, 2 plus 1 plus 6 equals 9, judgment to begin as they enter into their final Jubilee Sabbath week tribulation period. Now, in the New Testament, it's called the times of the restitution. The Bible also says Jesus Christ cannot return until the times of the restitution. the restitution, is the last and final week of Daniel the prophet. We probably will be entering, the odds are, I'm not going to try and lighten this up any, the odds are, we will be entering that 70th week on September 13th. Okay, now, it's very, very interesting also that if you go from the Six-Day War and you add 49 years or 7 times 7, which is also part of Daniel's timeline prophecy, we come to September 23rd, 2015, which is atonement. Now we're going to get into what atonement actually means. Now, atonement for the Christians, they were supposed to atone for their sins by entering the straight gate and walking the narrow way. That was the Christian atonement. Now, Israel and the world has to atone by tribulation. That, hence, we have what we call tribulation saints, or the beheading of the saints, something like ISIS is doing right now. This ISIS, by the way, is CIA-funded, and ISIS is, I believe, part of Albert Pike's three world wars. If you read closely what he says, the uprisings of ISIS, the massive atrocities that they are committing as all part of Albert Pike to stir everybody up, to get them to do something. Anyway, so what we're saying is that there was a spiritual walk of intense trouble during the church age, called the straight gate, the narrow way, during the church age, but the age, they also call it the age of grace. If this is true, there is only going to be a very short, if any, transition from the age of grace back to an age of works. The age of grace was to enable you to enter the narrow way by the straight gate. It quickly converts, if you check the book of Revelation, into a beheading situation. Anyway, atonement also means something else, face-to-face encounter with the Creator. Well, that's kind of interesting, because when God starts to deal with Israel, there's going to be a lot of trouble and more or less a face-to-face meeting with Israel, and by the way, the world, basically. Anyway, so we have 9/11, then we have 9/13, and the next date I want to get into is 9/22, September 22nd. Now, the reason I want to bring this one to you is because what we're watching is the birth of the new world order. Now, any woman who has been pregnant knows that when the water breaks, the birth is imminent. Within hours. Within hours, usually. When the water breaks, that is when things really begin to take off. Now, on the Federal Reserve notes, and I don't have it in front of me, I'm not sure if it's a $20 bill, $50 bill, or $100 bill, but there is a guy that really has a gift given to him by the Lord to spot and see symbology and drawings that have been put on the Federal Reserve notes. One of them is, and it's very clear, is the Hoover Dam being blown up or destroyed by an earthquake. We don't really know. What it shows is the Hoover Dam breaking and water coming out from it. So the breaking of the Hoover Dam, when would that occur if you're going to have a birth? Now the occult are all looking at September 23rd as a birth. We'll get into some of that. It's amazing. It's all over. It's on TV. It's in movies. It's everywhere. It's in ads. 9/23. Why? Well, we'll get to that. So on 9/22, there is a possibility that the Hoover Dam would be exploded or annihilated by an earthquake. And I got to tell you something that's been going on very, very, very strange. And only the Lord of this earth, allowed by God himself, could ever do this. And I want to get into a movie. In fact, probably several movies. There's a movie out called Evan Almighty. He is told, he has this ark, and he has the animals that he's going to put in his ark. It's kind of like a mocking. And the Lord says to Evan Almighty, you better get into your ark on 9/22/2015, by noon, I think he says, or you're going to be all done. Now, if you watch what happens, it's the Hoover Dam being blown up or being destroyed by earthquake or whatever. We don't really know. Now, I want to get into something because there have been 66 earthquakes that were deleted by the United States Geological Service. All of them, all 66, they are happening at key points over and over and over again, like you're weakening something for an event. Now, the drawings, if you take the spots of these earthquakes, they form the birth canal of a woman. They all point to the dam and the water breaking. Now, Evan Almighty in his movie had to be in his ark safe and sound by 9:22 at noon because there was a flood coming. Okay, why is it then on the dollar bill? Now, in the movie, Deep Impact, if you will watch it, you will find that the President of the United States calls the underground cities or hidey holes, whatever you want to call them, they're called the Ark. The tunnel entrances, if I recall right, were 21 and 22 or 21 and 23. Giving a date. In other words, you better start getting into your ark by the 22nd, because the 23rd, something is going to happen. Now, people might say, well, that's just totally coincidental, blah, 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 blah. I don't think it is. Been studying this stuff for a long time. And I can't tell you that that's what's going to happen. I can only tell you it's the symbology of what could happen. It could be all just symbols. So then we have to tie this in to the papacy and the arrival of the Pope. Very, very interesting that the Pope is the 266th Pope. I guess somebody's added all this up. I'm not sure if that's right or not, but that's what I've heard. He's coming on the 266th day, the perfect gestation period for a woman is 266 days. In other words, the water should have been broken by that time. And the birth should be forthcoming immediately. Now, the Pope arrives on the 22nd at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Now, this is very, very interesting because let's say he's en route. He would undoubtedly hear about the Hoover Dam. So they have him scheduled for the 23rd, which is actually the Day of Atonement. He's scheduled at a meeting at 9:15, the beginning of the ceremonies, whatever they do, the great receptions and the hellos and all that garbage. It begins at 9:15. 9:15. 9 September. He's coming on the 23rd. 9:23. He is in the White House with Barack Hussein Obama. Now, we could get into a lot of stuff about who Obama is and who the Pope is. I think it's going to be very, very obvious to the Christian right away as to who they really are after we see what the talk is, what happens. Anyway, in noon, he goes to the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Then on the 24th, first time ever in United States history, the Pope will be giving a speech to Congress, which begins 9:20. On the 25th of September, he will give a speech at the United Nations that begins at 8:30. Now we're going to get into the 11s that are showing up on this thing all over the place. Then at 11:30, after that United Nations speech, he will go to a 9-1-1 ceremony. Then on the 26th, he goes to Philadelphia, Liberty. Anyway, Obama, we can virtually prove, scripturally anyway, that he is, without doubt, Lucifer. Because the Bible in Isaiah calls the President of the United States or the leader of Babylon the Great, Lucifer. We are Babylon the Great. Whether people will accept it or not accept it is totally immaterial to the reality of it. What people believe, generally speaking, has nothing to do with reality. We're trying to deal in reality here. Real things, real dates, real meanings, esoteric, Gnostic, whatever you want to call it. There are spiritual meanings to this thing, like the Hoover Dam being blown to smithereens or by earthquake, weakened until it's destroyed, is very symbolic of the water breaking to bring the New World Order baby into the world. In other words, a takeover, as it were. So the New World Order would be officially born with Obama and Pope and the Pope as their leaders. Now, this gets very, very interesting as we journey through this because you might remember that Benjamin Netanyahu, affectionately called BB by those who like him, probably a lot of other words by people who don't, but he gave a speech to Congress on March 3rd, March being the third month, so we have a 33. He began his speech exactly at 11:11. And he said, we are at a crossroads. Now, what's very, very interesting about this is that we have a crossing occurring. On September 23rd, 2015, the Earth will cross the exact point of an asteroid named Bennu. It's Egyptian, really occultic. We cross exactly the same spot, September 23rd, 2015. Bennu actually is a meaning of rising from the ashes, the phoenix, born from the ashes of the old world order will come the new world order. Now, crossing can also mean crossing over to another dimension. That brings us to CERN and their plans to open up a portal or a doorway or a gateway into another dimension. And even the leader of CERN has said something may come through the doorway. Now, CERN is dealing with matter versus antimatter. And I don't want to get into a big discussion on that, but basically, in the spirit world, matter is good, antimatter is evil. Matter would be right, antimatter would be wrong. In other words, there's a crossing over of the theoretical physics, matter, antimatter, crossing over into the spirit world. They've already, when they went in and did some of this, when they found a God particle, according to all the reports that I've read, they actually saw spirit entities emerging. Now, I want you to think about the statement, and I can't tell you CERN's going to do it, in the book of Revelation about Apollyon, an angel having the key to the bottomless pit, and lets out the destroyer named Apollyon. Now, that could be a major asteroid impact that actually releases the chained fallen angels. We don't really know, or whether CERN does it. There was a person that had a dream about CERN where they cranked it up. I believe it was on September 23rd or around that date. And the thing exploded. And from that point on, just total hell on earth, basically, occurred. They're talking about a black hole, a miniature black hole. But the point is that they claim that antimatter must be contained. If it's not contained, it just spreads. It destroys everything. And if it gets into the world more than it is already, then people's behavior, because if it's spiritual connotations, people will start to go berserk. In other words, demonic possession. Now, what CERN is doing and what the scientists are doing, and according to a report that I read or heard, listened to actually on YouTube from an insider who'd been on some of these experiments, that they know already. They've known since, he said, I think 1950 or 55 about the spiritual connotations to this stuff. They know where evil comes from. They know what it is. And they know all about it. So, if you get into the occult and the New World Order, it's all about stargates and portals and opening up a doorway. Remember what Jesus said, that the gates of hell or the doorways of hell would not prevail against the church. But that means a door is opened, the gates of hell. That is exactly what that scientist Stephen Hawking said. You may be opening up the gates of hell. You'll bring hell on earth. He's an atheist. And yet he uses terms that are biblical. So we're dealing in something here that may unleash demonic activity from a scientific viewpoint. All it is antimatter. Antimatter is evil. Antimatter is violent. Antimatter is hostile, according to scientists. And if you don't contain it, it just spreads. And after a while, it just implodes upon itself, as evil will do. It just implodes upon itself. That is the deadly part about CERN. Now, they're talking about striking up this thing to full power on or around September 23rd, the Day of Atonement. All right, now the next date that we got to look at was the date of 9/11. I'm going to go back to that in the Twin Towers. You might remember that the armistice of World War I was signed in Paris at November 11th, 1111, at 11 minutes in Paris. 11 is a big number to the occult. Very, very big numbers. Now, this gets into DNA, and it gets into genetics, and it gets into a new creation. A radical DNA change. And this is where it gets really, really deadly. Take your DNA strands and think of them as the twin towers. One strand, two strands. Curl around all the instructions for humanity within those strands. Now, they blew up the Twin Towers, symbolic of destroying what God created, combining strands into one new creature. You'll find it in the movies. You'll find it on the internet, all over the place. A new creation, a new being. Brand new. Tom Horn's gotten into this on transhumanism and the quest for putting computer chips into people and altering their DNA, etc., etc. In other words, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. So shall it be again. They were messing with genetics back in the days of Noah. Greek mythology and all that is obviously not mythology. They were fooling around with genetics just as they are now, creating all kinds of hideous creatures, tampering with DNA. So, what the New World Order really wants to do, and they can probably do it through nanobots, and you already have heard that they want to make everybody take injections. Well, who knows what's in it? They can take people and alter their DNA. In other words, they blow up the two Twin Towers strand, and then they create a new one, hence the new tower of the World Trade Center. It's one spire. And Obama wrote on the top of that spire that we remember and we rebuild, just like Nimrod. We remember what you did to us. Hence Nimrod and his Tower of Babel. And Nimrod was not stupid. He wasn't building a tower to reach into the clouds or into heaven. He was building a tower because he had some Stargate technology he was going to put on top of it so that he could enter heaven through this gate. Exactly what CERN is attempting to do now. As it was, so shall it be. Okay, the next date we need to look at Remember, we got the bookends from September all the way through to the end of December, possibly even January. The IMF says a recert in world currencies is coming October 20th, 2015, and the dollar could lose as much as 30 to 50% of its value, which would bring in economic chaos and ruin for millions, actually, of America. Okay, then after October 20th, chaos is reigning, probably, pretty well, I would think. Then comes November 11th, or 11-11, and that brings us back to Netanyahu, who spoke to Congress, remember, March 3rd at 11-11, and he said we were at a crossroads. Now, the date 3-3-2015, if you add it up, is 14, and that's a key number of the Lord's. It means deliverance or salvation. How is Israel going to be delivered, and how is their salvation going to be accomplished? It is via Jacob's trouble. It is via the tribulation period. It is via Daniel's 70th week. We are at a crossroads. We are at a very dangerous time in human history, Netanyahu said to Congress. He was warning us. And the fact that he did it on a 3-3 at 11-11 is attempting to tell you something. The Bible says that the kings and the rulers of the earth are all in this together. They may not know what their role is. They may not understand consciously what they're doing, but obviously some of them do. Anyway, I want to bring this then back to the blood red moons, because they are an imperative to understand, because they bracket the feast days of the Lord. They're a bookend. Passover, the first Jewish feast, to Tabernacles, the last Jewish feast. In other words, he's bookending both the beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega. Beginning and end. Beginning and end. Remember, there were two moons, both bracketing. So he's saying, verily, verily, I say to you, Israel, look at your Jewish feast days, look at the beginning, and look at the end. In other words, it is over. The first feast days were for announcing Jesus' first advent. The last three feast days are for his second advent. You'll notice that Pentecost is right in the middle, and Jesus always walks in the middle of the seven lampstands. So it's very, very telling how all of this is coming together. Anyway, what all of this is telling with the blood red moons, he's telling Israel, your 70th Jubilee week and your deliverance are now coming. Now, hidden in the middle, in the midst of these, this tetrad, two blood red moons and two blood red moons, right in the middle was a solar eclipse of the sun. Now, it occurred on Adar 29 on 3-20-15. 2 and 9 is 11. 3, 2, 1 and 5 is 11. If you want to include 2015, it goes to 13. Both of which are not at all good numbers. And if you add 11 plus 13, you come to 24, or completion. Completion. very, very interesting that the movie Hunger Games was released on Adar 29. Maybe that was symbolic of the destruction of the United States. It's everywhere in the movies. You just, everywhere you go, you find it. Anyway, I want to go back now to July 15th, which had an economic glitch. Also, deal with Iran was consummated, and Jade Helm all began July 15th. Now, Jade Helm, of course, was to identify the enemies of the New World Order, the Christians, and anyone not in tune, of course, with the New World Order, and hence the FEMA camps, Homeland Security, etc., etc. Now, if we take July 15th, 120 days, 11-11, could this be the start of something major? And then, of course, we have the last and final key date, December 6th and 7th, 2015, which falls on the 20th and the 4th day of the 9th month. Remember that Allenby retook Jerusalem at that time, and this time it says God will shake the nations and overthrow the kingdoms. So there's a whole lot more to this, a ton more to this, and I can bring you a few things here. There's a movie out called Number 23. You find that number embedded everywhere. Then there's a Taco Bell commercial, When September Ends. 9/23 is very apparent. Jerusalem Countdown, a movie about the rapture of the church. 9/23. And then there is a movie trailer for something called Pixels. 9/23 shows up over and over and over again. And it has very deep occult meanings. So, where are we? Well, I really can't tell you exactly what all of this means, but it obviously is a major heads up that the United States of America already has been taken over by the occult. We are simply going to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And the roundup of people who will not go along with this, they're going to be put in the FEMA camps. They have to have an excuse, and an excuse usually is some sort of a false flag, like blowing up or major earthquake, Tesla technology, destroying the Hoover Dam. Now, there's another Federal Reserve note that when folded a certain way shows the flooding of the great city Babylon. It shows a missile coming down, hitting the ocean, and then a tidal wave, not a necessarily tidal wave, but a tsunami flooding Babylon the great city. Now, I don't know about an asteroid impact. I can't tell you there will be one or won't be one. They're all talking about some sort of an impact. September 23rd, September 24th. I can't tell you. I can only tell you that when the occult does something, it'll be far, far worse this time than 9/11 was. I think we can safely say that if this is what they have planned for the September, it's going to be both economic and probably disasters of a mega scale that we have never seen before that'll herd the American people under the thumb of Obama and the Pope like you would not ever believe, and then the trouble begins. Now, a lot of people would say, well, what about the rapture? What about the Bride of Christ? I can't answer that. I don't know. But if there were, we'll say, a pre-trib removal of the bride, and if our count is accurate, and I believe it to be, that the 70th or final week which is for thy people and thy holy city. It doesn't have a lot to do with the Gentiles. It has nothing to do with the church age. It's all for Israel. Thy people, thy holy city. Then the church really has no more business here. The age of grace would have been concluded. And then the only thing that happens is the separation of the wheat from the tares. We're not told a lot about that, when that occurs or how it occurs. But we could say this, that if this is all accurate, the age of grace will close. People, you don't have a lot of time if you've been sitting on the fence about preparing, and I'm not sure you can prepare a whole lot for what's coming anyway, but do the best you can and let God do the rest. But do the best you can. We are, in fact, coming up on terrible times. The United States of America is under judgment. It has been under judgment for a long, long time now. But the judgments are getting more and more severe. And now we are faced with this 9/23 hammering from every avenue you can imagine. Lego ads on a Stargate or a wormhole or whatever. It's everywhere.